I gotta tell you guys, I've been completely in the jitters all week because I heard that Bonnie Schiffman was gonna be here with us on the Dream State, and as an image maker, I'm going crazy. She's literally shot every icon in a span of 30 years or more, from Michael Jackson to Rod Stewart to one of my favorite directors, David Lynch. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining with us here today.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
So do you wanna tell us about your background and how you got into photography?
I discovered photography in high school. I was developing my first picture, and I actually screamed when I saw that image come up. And that was it. My brother was one of the first big agents in Hollywood with music. I really got into photographing at the Troubadour because you could just sit there and everybody played there. Joni Mitchell. I mean, it was like you were like 10 feet away. It was so much fun. I just kind of went along, photographed the groups, made a little money. My brother-in-law, they managed Herbie Hancock as well, so I shot Herbie. You know, I was getting more people in my book that were kind of famous.
I'm just blown away because when we look at your portfolio of work of over 30 years shooting some of the, you know, greatest
directors or actors.
You
know what? Working for magazines was amazing because you'd get to shoot, I mean, the coolest people and really varied groups of people, and I worked a lot.
When was the moment that you felt like, oh, I finally made it? Like, when was that?
Well,
or did you
finally,
ever?
No, not really, because you build and you build. And yeah, when I got to have like a group of people to work with, I mean, it was just fun. You know, Billy Crystal and Robin Williams and Whoopi and just all these, Martin Short, all these great people started to come along.
That's great.
And it was like, God, you're doing really good.
How did you make these people feel so comfortable, Bonnie?
I don't know. I guess, you know, we'd have a great lunch and it was very, you know, it was pretty vulnerable. Here you are at my house.
Right.
And it wasn't an, you know, huge house, but the studio was right there. And I had a little kid and it just was fun.
We were just talking before this. You brought your beautiful little girl on the set. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, look at that. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh my God, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, this... but look who this is with us.
And that's Grace.
That's called her daughter.
Oh my God.
With Grace. I would hand my daughter Grace to people and they loved it. It was really amazing because I would say, can I shoot like 5 or 6 frames or maybe a roll?
Yeah.
And they'd go, sure. So this was my artwork.
That's amazing. I heard there's this great story where like you were photographing Eddie Murphy and his whole entourage was
there. Eddie Murphy.
And he like never showed up, is that right?
Yeah, he didn't feel like it. He had all his guys, all the Rolls Royces were parked. I had lunch, he wanted like the special pizza. So there's like 10 of us around the table and Eddie calls. He decided he was up too late, that he's not gonna come, that we'll reschedule.
How do you figure out how to like capture the essence of these people? Is it just through talking to them and conversations?
You know what? You don't, if you don't know them, you just relax. You just, I have the personality. You know, photographing Robin, it was like you were with two people.
Wow.
Because it was like his brain was so, it was so fast because he was so brilliant.
Yeah.
It was wild.
We'd love to hear about your Pee Wee story. Seriously, my dad, like, he's a musician and he was going through some hard times and he went and saw Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure 100 times, okay? And then that got him through that. And then my son, he fell in love with him. He's 2.5.
Yeah, tell us about photographing
Pee
Wee. Well,
Pee Wee, actually, I kind of knew him before he was Pee Wee Herman.
Wow.
So anyway, I was hired to photograph him. It was like celebrities in their bathing suits. So anyway, we had a little pool. He had all these toys. I mean, the house was like covered.
That was him.
I mean, he had all, it was like his playhouse full of stuff and we brought it outside and we put it around and put his shoes and put all his stuff. And it was just so much fun.
Salma Hayek, that photo is amazing with her and the whip. Can you say, tell us that story?
That was like shaving cream. And it was kind of this empty skirt. You can't use whipped cream because it really held its form and everything. And we did that at my studio and she was incredible.
Beautiful.
You know, she came over and she's so talking about, I can't get a real date in this town.
What?
That was the best part. She goes, I go on dates and it's like, who are these people? It's not like real. She's like a really down to earth woman.
What was it like photographing Michael Jackson, and how does it feel now looking at his images that he's gone?
Wow, that was a trip. Mm. That was quite a shoot. It was for his album Thriller when he did that.
And love that album.
Yes.
Michael was very soft spoken, and he showed us his, went upstairs to his bedroom, and that was really pretty amazing. There was no furniture, and these enormous posters. Diana Ross was one of them. In the middle of the room, there was a sheet on the floor and a little pillow. That's where he slept. He slept on the floor, and it was like, oh my God, I want to shoot him in here so bad. This will be so amazing. Across from the bed over there was a big cage with his snake.
Wow.
And he says, why didn't you hold it? And if it was anybody else but Michael Jackson, it was, excuse me, I don't think so.
Do you feel like you can create something really, really impactful as an artist in a short amount of time, or does it have to take this long time?
No, I'm like short. You know when you've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You just know, it's like a...
I love how you captured David Lynch. It's so surreal, that photo.
It's beautiful. And you know, I have Steven Soderbergh at the same place with his vintage car.
Oh.
It's real, they're so great together. You know, the best group of people, the easiest, most down to earth, have been directors.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you feel is success? Some people would say money. Some people would say having fun with what they do.
I think having fun with what you do.
Yeah. You've given us incredible tips here today, but is there like five tips that you can possibly give our viewers that they could apply to their career?
Implement towards their career.
Yeah.
Be yourself and have that be your art. I mean, you know, your passion. Hard work when you're doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I can't say that I was the hardest worker. Okay. I mean, I worked really a lot and
but
hard.
You trusted yourself when you knew you
got
it. Yeah,
I mean, I just went.
Important?
Yes.
Okay.
I think trust yourself.
Well, you said you always got to make sure a talent has lunch.
Yeah, make sure they're well fed.
Well fed.
That's right. Okay, good.
You have a great time.
That's right.
And they're really what it's about.
Mm-hmm. You know? Having fun seems to be like your most, your top. That's what I'm getting. Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy what you're doing or don't do it.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us on this very special episode of The Dream State with Bonnie Schiffman. I hope you've enjoyed her stories and her journey and her talent. And I think one thing that I really want you guys to walk away with is have fun with what you do, whatever it is, and be open to spontaneous creation. Thank you so much, guys.